Like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
It's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
Time for AW and The Talk.
And time for Devil's Radio. Thank you, George Harrison, for the theme for our show here.
Of course.
So speaking of AEW.
Always, you gotta, well, always,
first,
you
of, all,
play
first of all, we all came in on the arc.
Yeah.
Apparently, Mother Nature doesn't know when to quit in the rain.
No. she doesn't.
Monday was a really bad washout.
Some people are having a picnic in the studio here.
Kind of.
The Housatonic. Oh my! I saw it on the
have
news.
Have you seen our backyard?
Yeah, it's a big mud lake.
At some point, the water has to stop.
At some point, you figure.
Between stopping and going and stopping all week, it's not easy.
So for this show,
yeah, if the humidity doesn't get you, the rain does.
So our topic for this show: if you're an AEW fan, a wrestling fan, or a gamer, this show is for you.
Exactly,
because we're going to review AEW Fight Forever.
Yes.
Their first video game to come out by Yucks and THQ, who back in the day did the WWE games.
Yes, they did.
So we'll start with the pros.
Well, of course.
The pros will be, this will be one game. It's not like the WWE games where you have to buy it every year because they update the roster.
That's about all everybody gets them for is the updated roster. It's same graphics engine they've been using for the past few years. The only difference is slight costume changes and changes to the roster. That's about it.
All right. So with AEW Fight Forever, you buy the game itself, and then you get a season pass. And with the season pass, because what they're going to do is they're going to do everything in DLC.
Yeah.
So instead of buying a game every year, you get to get the season pass gives you the DLC. So whenever they update rosters or update arenas or add patches or new stuff to it, you'll be able to get them with the season pass.
Like our Final Fantasy did.
Like ESO does, but with ESO you have to buy the new chapter every year.
Yeah.
With this, you buy the season pass,
and it's downloaded in the computer.
And you get all the DLCs.
It flags the whole entire account.
It flags the account for all the DLCs.
Yeah. I know one free DLC they're doing, and it's supposed to be coming in August, and that's the Stadium Stampede DLC.
Oh, so we have a release date for that.
As far as I know, it's supposed to be around August 21st, I think.
What's that?
I think Ken went in and said
they're giving us a free DLC in August called the Stadium Stampede.
Which, really?
Yeah, this game goes all the way back to the beginnings of AEW back in 2019. So at some point, maybe they'll add the collision set to it.
Maybe.
That would be nice.
Stadium Stampede was a match that featured the Elite versus the Inner Circle. Back when Jericho had his group called the Inner Circle.
In the Jackson Jaguar Stadium.
Yes.
Jacksonville Jaguar Stadium.
Yes.
On the field.
On the field.
In the stadium. That's what it's called, Stadium Stampede.
Oh, that's got to be awesome.
It was really weird. They had Matt in a go-kart, Matt Hardy in a go-kart going after Sammy Guevara.
Oh, wow.
They had a Hangman Adam Page on a horse going ahead and riding through the whole entire stadium. He started at the arena with a horse.
Was it Matt or Nick Jackson that jumped off the goalposts onto the table?
It was Nick. It was Nick that jumped off the goalpost onto a table.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They threw Matt in the pool. And he went through every freaking costume change.
Thanks for chewing on the air, by the way. It's lovely.
He went through every freaking costume change from his tights to everything.
So, more pros, at least on the Xbox version, because this is what we have.
Yeah.
But the game is available on all platforms.
Yes,
pick up your copy today. It's available everywhere on all platforms. But the controls are...
Unless someone goes ahead and sends you a beautiful gift.
Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you, Mel.
Listening.
We love you.
The controls are a lot simpler than the 7,000 buttons you have to push for the WWE games.
Yeah.
When you first opened it and you popped it, I took the screenshot picture of it just so we could go ahead and
use it as a reference.
So we can have a reference on how to do all the moves.
The big pro to this is for the first time in 20 some odd years, the Nugget, the Black Heart. Owen Hart is in the game.
Yeah.
For those who don't remember, Owen Hart died tragically during a WWE pay-per-view.
Yes.
Back in 1999.
Yeah, it was
99
because we were in Cahos
at the time.
It was at the Kiel Center in St. Louis.
So this is the first time in 20 some odd years that Owen Hart has.
Yes, it was.
Been in the wrestling game.
And the worst part...
The last game he was in was 1999. And it was No Mercy.
But however, it's not as easy as they make it out to unlock
no.
him.
No.
So no,
for,
it's
for
not.
Those, for those
as you were
that,
saying.
For the, yeah, for, wait, you were.
As you were saying before I interrupted.
Yeah, it wasn't as easy as it was. Also, I know to watch that display of losing a wrestler.
Well, you never got to
see
it.
We never got to see it, but it was
aired.
The ones who did see it are the ones that were in the arena. It was the most horrific thing that they have ever seen in their lives.
You can hear it in JR's voice.
The screams of the people.
You can hear it in JR's voice when he had to announce someone's death. That somber, monotone-ish. That is the first time I ever heard that man be monotone-ish.
So let's get back to the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
But the fact that Owen Hart's in it.
Oh, my God.
And it takes... Okay, so...
100 and something?
Well, it's supposed to be 100... Well, we didn't know this because Jesse actually had to look
it
up.
I had to look it up.
It's 100 one-on-one matches.
Normal one-on-one matches.
So if you play any other matches... Like lights out or whatever. They don't
count.
So it took us 129 matches.
Exactly. Yeah.
To unlock Owen Hart.
Yeah. So basically, if you were doing.
It's a good thing we have a lot of time on our hands.
If you were doing the
Road to Elite.
The double matches? They weren't counting?
No, no. It has to be one-on-one.
I know you guys played.
Two-on-two, three-on-three, four-on-four, the barbed wire.
The explosive barbed wire match.
Explosive barbed wire ring death match thingy. That doesn't count.
Wow, no. And the you guys were enjoying elite, yourselves.
The road to the elite doesn't count. It
oh,
has
that
to be
sucks.
100 one-on-one when matches here, the regular, the lights out. No, it can be the lights
yeah,
out,
because,
or
yeah.
It could be the false count anywhere.
Yeah, and Allie turned around, just, you know, because I text Allie and I said, oh, yeah, by the way, they finally got it. And she put a great big smiley, happy, laughing face because she
now,
knew you guys
now
were
there
drunk.
Is some downsides to this game.
Yeah,
and
there are.
One of them is the entrances are very, very short.
Yeah.
You know, yep. Like in the WWE games, you have their whole entrance, and then they come down to the ring. Not
yeah,
so much here.
True. No.
There's no commentary.
No.
Yeah, I'm used to.
It would have been.
It would have been great if they put commentary in
yeah.
there.
Yeah. You know.
It would be kind of cool hearing, you know, JR
this
and
gonna be
Excalibur.
A slobber knocker.
JR and Excalibur.
I mean, JR
and
especially
and
when, especially when the little bits there. What the heck is her name there from the House of Black?
Oh, Julia Hart.
Julia Hart.
When she comes out, I know it. When eventually, I hope they update it because
oh,
I
to
want
to add her.
Yeah, when they add her, I do want to hear him call her a Jezebel.
I don't think they're going to put any commentary in it. But
I think she's something else.
And it's nothing like the WWE games.
No.
I mean, this is an arcade style
yeah.
by Yucks and THQ that go back to, you know, around the PS2 stuff, the PS3 stuff.
What do
you think? You know, they stuck with their, with the heart, you know, basically they stuck with what brought them to the dance.
Yeah.
What brought them to the dance?
The Yuck Company, the way that they made it.
Well, this is her first game. I mean, nothing brought them to the dance. It's just
I think I,
she means
that's what I mean.
Like,
the way that it was designed,
with the graphics and
yeah, with
the way
graphics.
The graphics are. Did they kept it like PS2, PS3 era?
Yeah,
when they came out, when they did Here Comes the Pain for.
Here Comes the Pain.
Well, that was the last thing they did.
Isn't that the one that we were in? We were in one of these.
Yeah, we were in the second. We were in the second one, which is SmackDown, which is SmackDown Know Your Role.
Are they still on the shelf?
Pretty
or we
original.
Don't have them no more.
I
can't remember.
I think we still have them.
Do we even have a PlayStation to put them on?
No.
Yeah, the PlayStation 3 is on the shelf.
Oh yeah, we should have.
Well, maybe we'll find him when we get home and just go back to
yeah,
nostalgia.
We were the whole entire crowd. We were the whole entire front crowd, and it's
I believe,
so cool.
I believe, yeah, I believe it's on the show somewhere.
So the lead...
I can't remember.
The lead guy, the one who approves all this...
Yes.
...is none other than Kenny
Omega. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Ken is the Kenny is the technical advisor for it. He's also the game tester, and he's the one that gives out that's been giving out
nay.
The information.
And
the media
actually
guy
on the active roster for AEW.
Yes, he is.
So you get to see him every week.
Yes, the self-proclaimed god of professional wrestling.
So let's segue off and talk about the elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room. What elephant in the room?
Collision on Saturday.
Ooh, elephant in the room.
Samoa Joe.
Yes.
Versus CM Punk.
That was classic.
Oh my goodness. I gotta say, Samoa Joe and CM Punk put on one heck of a fight. I gotta admit that.
So here's a new thing now.
Yes.
I read this earlier. Nick Khan has decided he's going to put his pay-per-views, wait for it, on Saturday.
Huh, that kind of sounds familiar.
And you know why? Because he wants to try to go against AEW's pay-per-views.
Yeah, because AEW
wrong.
Has them on Saturdays.
Wrong.
And Wembley
uh-huh.
opened up more seats to accommodate AEW All In.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
The Wembley is pretty much almost at capacity right now. They opened up some seats way up in the upper deck up there.
Nice.
In London at the Wembley Arena.
Can I ask a question?
In August for AEW All In.
Wembley Stadium.
Do you think that they're going to, I mean, I know they're going to have the great big screen so that everybody can see everything.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
I was going to say, otherwise, you're like,
they're gonna
it's a worthless
to.
They're going to have
event.
To. They're going to have to.
Wembley holds 90,000.
Yeah.
Really?
They've sold. AEW has sold almost over 80,000.
Wembley. Last time I saw it was like near, it was over like 72,000.
Yeah, well, they had to open up more seats on the top, so they're close to 80 now.
Yeah, because their starting capacity was 70,000.
Wembley,
that was their original starting
Wembley
capacity.
Wembley can hold 90.
Yeah.
They had, a few weeks ago, Tony Khan announced that they had to revamp the sets so they could open up more seats. So now Wembley opened up the very, very top of Wembley Stadium to accommodate seats for
the
AEW.
Nosebleed top.
And not one match. Let's put a footnote on this. AEW is selling out Wembley Arena at 80,000 plus, and not one match has been announced.
We still don't know who's headlining. We still don't know who's headlining. That is the messed up part.
Not one match has been announced.
I mean, there's rumors going around that, you know, Punk's going to be there. There's rumors going around that even, Ospreay's going to go ahead and be there against Omega. I'm like, yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be great. But we have no confirmation that any of this is happening.
There's no card yet.
No.
I've said there are people.
Tony
the cards
Khan
haven't
can
even
sell
been
out
announced.
Pay-per-view. Tony Khan can sell out a pay-per-view without announcing one match.
Yeah, seriously.
In Wembley Arena in London.
Yeah. That's saying something.
Hey, I got one thing for him. Actually, I got two words for him. They can suck it.
I looked it up. They actually currently outsold the WWE's last time they went to England, which is Clash at the Castle.
Really?
Clash at the Castle was 62,000.
Oh, well.
The current sales for Wembley is around 72,000.
So for those that live around here that want to go to AEW, and I don't have the date offhand, but they're playing the MVP Arena.
In Albany, New York.
New York. There'll be a live Dynamite.
Yes.
And Rampage.
Or if you want to take the hike the week before, you could go to Boston.
Blood and Guts
in Boston.
2 weeks. Not next week, not tonight, but next week.
Next week.
Next week is Blood and Guts
at
the TD Garden
in
Boston,
Massachusetts.
So there's a couple
awesome.
Times to catch AEW live.
Yes.
Someday we'll get there.
Someday.
Josh said, tickets
aren't bad, but
as Josh said, yeah, someday. And also, because he's planning, basically, he turned around and he says, Ma, he says, if everything goes okay, keep your fingers crossed with all the good stuff. And no monkeys get thrown in the bunch. Probably spring of next year, we'll have the new car.
So,
yeah,
going around the horn here, what's your opinion, getting back to our original subject, because what's your opinion of AEW Fight Forever that's on all platforms? If you're a gamer and an AEW fan, this is a game to pick up.
Oh, yeah.
Personally, I like the I love the idea, and I love the fact that, you know, for these matches, you can do Energener if you want to. And there's not a restriction the minute you hit the girls, any of the girls' characters. There's no restriction on it.
Because we're playing.
You can go. And you can pin them against anybody.
Yeah, we're actually playing the road to the elite for the second time, and this time we're playing as Nyla Rose, who, by
the
way,
the native beast,
sent me tweets last night because I told her we were playing her in the road to the elite. And
yeah.
She actually replied to some of my tweets last night.
Yeah,
and most of the second half of this Road to the Elite that we're playing with Nyla Rose is going up against like Chris Jericho.
Yes, and one thing.
Miro.
Maxwell.
Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
I know. I was hearing you. Remember what you guys, as everyone should know, and which I think is absolutely wonderful, she is the first transgender lady in AEW, and
first ever women's champion for AEW.
Sheeta.
Riho was.
Riho was the first women's champion for AEW. Nyla was the second.
Yes.
She was the second.
I remember.
She was the second. And I thought it was pretty awesome.
She's the first women's champion in our game.
Yes.
But in the reality of AEW, it was Riho.
Yeah. Thank you.
But, you know, she's really a classy lady.
And then Dr. Britt Baker, DMD.
Yes, who's actually a real dentist.
Don't forget, they're going on for the Owen Hart tournament. And last year's winner for the ladies
was Dr. Britt Baker. And who won for the men? Adam Cole. Whose real name is Austin,
Austin Jenkins.
Austin Jenkins turns into Adam Cole.
He was a step away from being Leroy Jenkins.
and joke. Who is actually, in reality, going out with Dr. Britt Baker.
Yeah, it has been going up
since before AEW is 4 years in. Mm-hmm. It's a brand new promotion, and Adam Cole and Britt Baker were going out before AEW was born.
Let's catch up on this really quick.
You have Dr. Britt Baker and Adam Cole.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
John Moxley is married to Renee Paquette.
Who are
both in AEW.
Yes.
CM Punk is married to AJ Lee.
Yes. Yes,
who is
there.
Somewhere in WWE or TNA.
She's retired.
Andrade El Idolo. Andy the Idol is married to Charlotte Flair.
Yes.
Who is the daughter of the 15-time world heavyweight champion Ric Flair, or 16-time world heavyweight champion Ric Flair?
The Nature Boy,
Ric Flair. You've got Buddy Rogers, whose girl
Buddy Matthews.
Buddy Rogers in WWE. Mm-hmm. If we're going to do what Dasha did, Buddy Matthews from AEW is going out with Rhea Ripley.
Yes.
In the WWE.
Yes, Buddy from the House of Black is going out with Freya from Judgment Day.
And who did I miss? I missed somebody.
Both are kind of spooky.
Who did you miss? We miss anybody?
Oh, and don't forget Malakai.
Oh, yeah, Malakai, his wife is Queen Selena, and she's in WWE.
You almost forgot that one.
Malakai.
Yes.
Yes, can't forget it. So
yes,
everyone is pretty much, you know, taking the beauties with them.
So if we go through the room.
We forgot one. Jungle Boy
and Anna Jay are both on AEW.
It
doesn't matter. Together, that's what we're doing. Ray Paquette's on AEW.
I'm sorry, I'm losing John Moxley. Leave me alone. I'm losing my mind. I have no caffeine. Leave me alone.
It's Jungle Boy, Jack Perry.
The son of Luke Perry. The late Luke Perry from Beverly Hills 90210.
Yes.
And
where I swear to God, Anna he puts Jay. His hair back. He looks like his father.
Anna Jay.
Yes.
That's his lady.
And part of the Jericho Society.
Yes, because he made a joke about him and her.
And there's another con to the game. You have Jericho
Oh, yeah, and there. Sammy Guevara and Ty Mello.
But you have Chris Jericho in the game, but on the, they have a jukebox menu that has all the themes.
Yes.
And Judas isn't on it.
Yes, yes. That's the only... That's
We talked. I said there should be a game where you're able, because you can sample up to a minute without getting copyright problems. But there should be a game where you can upload the themes.
Yeah, there
so you
be.
Can put like Judas in. You could put Jane in for Orange Cassidy.
Jefferson Airplane.
You could put
Carry On My Wayward Son from Kansas
in for Kenny Omega and Young Bucks.
Yes.
And you know, put these.
It's the joke in our house, folks.
Or if you're doing cause, you could do like put in Real American from Rick Danger, Rick Derringer for Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
Yes. How do I know that? Because listen to the cassette tape that had it on there, and Jesse the Body Ventura was at her and ran. Rick Derringer, you should have buried yourself
but
and stay buried.
There's.
I can't believe I remember that from childhood.
They don't have Judas in there.
No, they don't.
But it's the funny part. When you go and play Chris, if you listen to the background, it's Judas.
But I think what it is, it's not in the
jukebox menu where you have the whole song.
Yeah, somebody brought that up to Kennedy Center because I think it was an issue. It was a mix-up in programming where they forgot to program it into the
jukebox. Yeah, because
it's
not like they have a copyright problem because it was written by Fozzie. The lead singer of the Fozzie is Chris Jericho.
Who owns the trademark
for Judas.
Yeah, because if you look at his hand, folks.
It was written by Chris Jericho.
Yeah, if you look on Chris's hand, he has the logo right here that goes across.
So
somewhere along
the lines, Kenny made an oops. Because, like I said, if you played Chris.
If you played
Chris in the game, Judas is there. You can hear Judas. But it's not in the... In the offline jukebox.
No, it's not.
I mean, I'd be happy if they put in the Walls of Jericho from the WWE days.
I mean, they did. They did do a oopsie, and
they'll
forgot
probably be
to
on the patch.
Put in,
love it.
He'll probably patch that in.
He did admit that there are patches coming. That there are updated patches coming up. And anyways. People are asking we're asking Anthony Bones and Max, how come your music's in there?
Anthony, the Acclaim's going to be a DLC that's coming out. Butcher the Blade and the Bunny are going to be a DLC that's coming out. When you get the season pass, you get FTR.
Yes.
You can buy Matt Hardy and the broken Matt Hardy.
Yes.
Go to your console store or go to Steam or wherever you get your game.
Yeah, wherever.
You'll see it in their store. There's a whole bunch of DLCs coming out. Stadium Stampede is coming out. I know there's more DLCs.
There is one coming out, and I forget the date, but it's kind of cute. It is a very handsome, very scary bundle, which is a very handsome, very evil bundle.
Hook and Danhausen.
Bundle. Yes. And Hookhausen.
Hook and Danhausen.
Yes.
There is one thing that's at the house that I came across while cleaning out my clothing collection.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Can we say it on the air?
I found my shirt. It's my Y2J Chris Jericho.
Oh, God, the Chris Jericho shirt.
And the funny part is, I don't think anybody knows who's played the game, but if you go through the entrances, there's one of the Chris Jericho's old WWE entrances.
Yes. Yeah. And also on top of that, as I was playing...
Okay, we got to go, so make it quick.
As I was playing the one part of the Road to Elite, he actually had the list in his hand, and he's there, and he goes, because we're playing as Nyla, he goes, Nyla, I have to add your name to the list. I'm like, oh God, the list of Jericho.
Thank you everybody for being here, Darlene, Jesse, and then of course our lovely director, Carol, who's always on top of me to make sure that my shots are right. I pay her back when I go do her show.
Got to show your beautiful face.
We'll talk to everybody next week. We are
out of here.
Take care. Bye-bye.